The San Francisco Zoo reopened today for the first time since the deadly mauling by a tiger on Christmas Day. More than a week later, no one is sure how the cat escaped from its enclosure or why it attacked three zoo visitors, killing one of them. The two survivors are out of the hospital. The tiger, you may remember, was shot by police who responded to the attack. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
There were probably more reporters and cameras than patrons outside the zoo this morning when officials swung open the gates for the first time since Christmas. Among the early morning visitors, Gay Bryson of San Francisco and her young grandson.
I feel it's important to show my support for an institution that I really, really value, and that's why we're here.
Any concerns about safety?
None. Absolutely none.
What visitors won't see is the zoo's big cat exhibit, where 17-year-old Carlos Sousa was killed. The exhibit remains closed as officials erect a new 19-foot glass wall. The current 12.5-foot barrier failed to hold the tiger. Officials are also installing a new public alert system and signs warning visitors not to taunt the animals.
The zoo is a safe place. And I would just like to encourage and invite everyone that lives here in San Francisco and the Bay Area to please come out again and visit the San Francisco Zoo.
That's Zoo Director Manuel Molinedo. He's still unclear why Tatiana, the 350-pound tiger, escaped in the first place.
All I know is that something happened to provoke that tiger to leap out of her exhibit. The police is investigating it, and until they can come up with some definitive answers, it would only be speculation on my part at this point.
Celebrity lawyer Mark Garagus is representing the two men who survived the attack. They have not talked with police or reporters. But Garagus has said that the zoo staff was negligent and that as much as 30 minutes passed between the attack and the time when zoo officials finally called 911. In today's San Francisco Chronicle, an eyewitness claims she saw the young men teasing and taunting the tigers minutes before the attack. And the police say they're also investigating whether alcohol was a factor in the attack. Rory Little, a professor at UC Hastings College of Law, says legal action is predictable, but so many of the facts of the incident are still unknown. And he says in a civil trial, it may not matter whether the victims provoked the tiger.
You know, most people don't expect the animals to be able to escape their enclosures. Even if these kids did taunt the tiger, I think it's perfectly clear that it never occurred to them that the tiger would then escape and chase them down and attack them.
The zoo and the city of San Francisco are already facing a lawsuit filed by a zookeeper who was attacked last year by the same tiger involved in the Christmas Day incident. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.